Of all the ways people have been buried, the award for the strangest has to go to Frederick John Bauer. Bauer died in 2008 in Cincinnati, Ohio. What was so strange about Mr. Bauer's final resting place? Well, folks, to get to the real story, we need to go all the way back to 1956. That was the year that a much younger Mr. Bauer was given a very special assignment. You see, the potato chip industry was thriving, but there was a problem. A significant number of consumers didn't like their chips broken when they bought them. Mr. Bauer, a chemist and food storage expert for Procter & Gamble, set out to find the solution. Bauer realized that the answer came down to two things, the shape of the chip itself and the packaging. He worked feverishly for years until he came up with this. The chip couldn't be a chip at all, needed to be a fried crisp that was shaped like a saddle. And the packaging couldn't be a bag. It needed to be a vacuum-sealed can so that the crisps could be stacked and stay fresh and protected. That was how Pringles was born. Today, the snack has over $1 billion in annual sales and is known throughout the world. And Mr. Bauer, have you guessed it? A portion of his ashes were buried in his greatest, most famous invention, the Pringles can. And now you can say, yes, I know that.